Well, it looks, Randall, like we have contained the virus as of this time. And the reason I say that is that we've gotten a total of 30 samples from across the state in about 12 counties, and we're still holding at 7 positive samples. 23 samples were negative and only 7 positives from across the state. And it's been sufficient time now when we should have seen a great deal of positives if that were going to be the case.
And thus, Dr. Cobb says he is encouraged by these numbers, as the PED virus was first noted after results from 2 samples from pigs at the recent Georgia Junior National Livestock Show tested positive.
I'm encouraged that our exhibitors have responded quickly with biosecurity measures that have helped to contain and control this virus. I don't expect the virus to be gone. It's still around, but we just need to encourage people and assist people in utilizing very good biosecurity, because this virus is just one of many kinds of diseases that are out there, that the best means of controlling any and all of them and preventing the spread is biosecurity.
Dr. Cobb says these cases of the PED virus is a wake-up call for all producers,
because there's other diseases out there in the world that are even more devastating, and we do our best to keep them out of Georgia. But we need to all be part of this effort to maintain strict biosecurity in any and all disease control issues.
If you'd like more information about their investigation or about the PED virus, just visit our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.